what are we looking at right now in the national discourse on the spectrum of nastiness?
If you go back to the 2008 campaign, you know, where President Obama, obviously, I think it was a transformational election. And I think the 3 months between the time he won and the time he was inaugurated were really a time, I think, of, you know, as close to what bipartisanship was going to look like as we were going to get. But once he got into office and sort of started articulating more clearly what it is he wanted to do, you quickly saw Republicans revert back to what they do. And Democrats, very emboldened, going to have 60 seats in the Senate, going to have a majority in the House. And you see last summer that really culminating with the, you know, the Tea Party activists in the town hall. And so I think that sort of set the tone for where we are now. And the vitriol is as bad as it's been. And I think it's, you know, it's an election year, too. So everything is elevated.
In your experience in politics, you've worked on the campaigns of John McCain and George Bush. Are things really that much more extreme now than they have been in the past?
I'm not sure if it's any more extreme than it's ever been. The problem is that the volume button's never off. You know, I mean, it's just, it's always blaring out of the radio all the time. It's just coming at you 24/7. You got your iPhone, you got whatever. You can get anything you want any time of the day or night. The news never stops, never stops. There was a time probably when you could watch the evening news and sort of take away, okay, the news is over, and now I'm going to sort of marinate on that for a little while. What do I really think? What, you know, you're going to read a newspaper. Now, the evening news ends, you flip to Fox News, and it just keeps going. And you turn the TV off, and you're on your laptop, or you're on your home computer. I mean, it just never stops. And so I think that, is it any worse than it's ever been? I don't know, but it's certainly everywhere all the time, and I think that makes a big difference.
And what kind of a role do you think the changing media landscape has in the escalation of incendiary rhetoric and just the way these things are reported on?
Now, where it used to be an organization, the AP or NBC or CBS, who went out and found the stories or reported on the news of the day, and there was an editor in place and, you know, an anchorman, you know, Walter Cronkite sitting there, and that's the way it is. You know, that's not the way it is anymore. You've got folks who are more concerned about finding someone who may represent their views than, you know, necessarily finding out the news of the day. You know why? Because the news of the day is everywhere.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you for having me today.